Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So I've been saying this in different ways, but let me qualify it and say it like this. We've said that one way you show honor is by reference, how you refer to things. Secondly, how you show honor is by preference, P-R-E-F-E-R, preference. The scripture said in Romans, you know it, but we'll read it again to you. He said, be kindly affectioned to one another in brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. But then thirdly, we've been talking about this morning, you show honor by deference, D-E-F-E-R, deferring to people. And you might want to write this phrase down, defer to the greater anointing. Defer to the greater place. Go with me to Hebrews and see another scripture that talks about this. There is so much to be understood in these areas, don't you think? Do you believe it's important? Is it worth our time? I believe it is. In Hebrews, the 7th chapter, he's talking about Abraham and about how Melchizedek, the priest, met him and how Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth part of all. And how Melchizedek blessed Abraham. How many understand Abraham, for lack of a better word? Well, no, this is a scripture word. He's a great man in the things of God, isn't he?
Yes.
Somebody said, well, he was. No, he is. He's in heaven right now.
Amen.
You and I get to meet him before too long.
Amen.
And he is a great man in God. Out of all the people God could have chosen to be the father of faith,
Amen.
He chose Abraham and Sarah.
Right.
And I understand for eternity, he's marked by that choice and by that place, and that is to be and will be honored for eternity.
Amen.
Won't it be?
Yes.
Abraham, willing to offer up his only son for God. In covenant with the Almighty. You know, you understand that him doing that gave God a legal right to give his only son for us?
That's right. Amen.
The devil, nobody could say anything about him doing it because he could say, hey, my man would do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Covenant. Amazing. But Abraham has a place in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has a place in the kingdom of God. And even back in these days, he was a great man just in the earth. And the Bible says when he met Melchizedek, I don't even know that he knew him before this. But when he met him, he honored him, he showed him deference, and gave to him a tenth of everything he had with him. Is Abraham honoring this man, this Melchizedek? I know there's mystery about him, but let's just suffice it to say, he was acting as priest in this day. And he deferred to him. And then Melchizedek turns around and blesses, speaks blessing over Abraham. You know, some people today are so technical and legalistic. Oftentimes I'll say when I meet people or when I leave them, I'll say, well, bless you. And a lot of times people nowadays, they'll say, well, I am blessed. Thank you. Thank you, I am. Well, I guess you got all you want.
Oh, no.
Instead of being so technical about that, go back to the Bible and study it again.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody else ever speak blessing over each other?
Yeah.
You know, see, sometimes people think they're so word and so technical and they're just showing their ignorance. Besides that, it's just rude.
That's right.
Thank you, I'm blessed.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? You don't want my blessing. Huh? How about if I pay off your car? Would that bless you?
Yes.
Why can't I say give you words that bless you too? If I could give you money, if I could give you... See what I'm talking about? People have thought wrong in these areas. And especially if I spoke words of faith over you.
Or
you spoke words of faith over me. No. What's the appropriate response? Somebody says, well, bless you.
Thank you.
And bless you. What's wrong with that? That's good. He said in verse 6, Hebrews 7:6, he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, what does it say? The less is blessed of the better. The what? Does the Bible use the word less and better? Is there a lesser and greater place or rank or anointing? This wasn't just somebody off the street that came and blessed Abraham. He recognized something about this individual, didn't he? That was a greater place than he, as great a man as he was. And he deferred to the greater anointing. We need more teaching and understanding of this thing because said out loud, this is scripture, said out loud, the less is blessed
of the better.
Now, you know, actually that word could be translated, I think, greater. Greater. Because in God, I'm you or I or anybody above me, or none of us would be intrinsically better than the other, but you'd have a better rank or a greater rank, a greater place. And I've had people, you know, that never been in ministry, never, you know, walked with God very long, but they got filled with the Spirit and decided 3 days later that they're a prophet and come and want to lay hands on me and minister to me. Well, most of the time, that'd be inappropriate. Or I've seen people want to do the same thing. They're 2 years old in God, and they're excited about their ministry and their anointing, and come to somebody like Dr. Kenneth Hagin with, what, 65, 6 years in the ministry? Man who's been privileged with visitations of the head of the church, and they want to lay hands on him and minister to him. What did the scripture say? Tell me again. The less is blessed of the greater. Now see, a lot of that's inappropriate, isn't it?
Yes.
And a lot of these people that are just babies don't understand, we ought not be mean, but at the same time we ought to smile and say, well, no, I don't want you to lay hands on me. Did you hear me? Sometimes people, you know, they don't even have what they're wanting to minister to you. They don't have it. So they couldn't minister it. Now that doesn't mean God couldn't use somebody. In a special situation, he could put his hand on them. And in that case, somebody who was of a greater place would know it. Did you hear me?
Yes.
They would know it. And they'd say, yeah, do it, minister. But how many understand, in that case, they would be greatly honoring them to let them minister to them.
That's right.
Do you see two sides of this thing here?
Yeah.
Honor. The person of the lesser place should show honor by acknowledging the greater rank and place.
Amen.
And deferring to it. The person of the greater place can show honor to the lesser place by being gracious.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
By being gracious to them and allowing them something. But both of them are honor. Just because you're the head of something doesn't mean that everybody has to adapt to you in every little whim of yours. If you're a godly person, you're going to be gracious.
Amen.
And a lot of things that you didn't hear from God about, and you don't have to do it, it's just a matter of personal preference, you'll be gracious and go, well, how do you want to do it?
Amen.
How do you want to do it? Well, I want to go to McDonald's. Well, I want to go to Burger King. Well, you're the head. Yeah, but did God say anything about either one of them, you know?
Right.
So you can say, well, yeah, I know I'm in charge, but let's go to where you want to go. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes,
being gracious, and in doing so, they're showing you honor, aren't they?
Yeah.
In allowing you what you desired.
That's right.
But you showed them honor by saying, it's your choice. I have seen this work in every area. I'm thinking right now about some husbands and wives. Man, how I've seen this work. When the man would shut up and quit trying to make his wife submit, and the wife quit being scared about the whole deal, and begin, you know, and maybe she had a, I'm thinking of a certain situation right now, she had a certain thing in mind and she wanted to do it, but she told him, well, you're the head of the house. What do you say? And then he turned around and said, well, what do you want to do? Can you see that? She honored him in saying, well, it's your place, it's your call. But it wasn't something that he'd said he'd really heard from the Lord about direction for the family. So he turns around and honors her and says, well, what do you like? Amen. We'll do it your way. Isn't that grace?
Yes.
And gracious?
Yes.
Isn't that the way to live?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Well, we got some thinking. I can hear some rusty gears that hadn't turned over in a while. People are like, I got to think about this. Yeah, you do got to think about this. You better look at this. And get into scriptures with this. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go to Leviticus 19 and I'll endeavor to close with this. Leviticus 19. Everybody say reference, preference, and deference. Actually, these overlap, you understand. They overlap. But I'm dividing them for definition purposes. How do you defer to the greater place? Well, you know, Phyllis and I know a little bit about this. Just from a practical standpoint, we've had the privilege of serving with Dr. Kenneth Hagin and Miss Aretha Hagin for a number of years. And years after we had our own ministry and had national ministry and international ministry, we were still serving with them. In fact, at one point where our ministry got to be really demanding time-wise, and I thought, well, you know, we got our own ministry. The Lord told me in a time of prayer, He said, I did not release you from serving them. And I said, yes, sir. And so we immediately dropped things. Everybody say, drop things.
Drop things.
Now, see, you know, you get in from a meeting, and you got a desk full of stuff, and you got a bunch of stuff going on, and then somebody else has something going on. They had some things going on. The Lord told us, defer.
Right.
Well, how do you do that? Well, we'd show up then. And if they wanted something, we tried to see that it happened.
Amen.
And if they wanted a certain kind of loaf of bread at 10 o'clock at night, we scoured the place and found that loaf of bread.
Thank you.
So I said, yeah, but you got your own ministry and you got all this other stuff going on. That does not matter. Everybody say deferring.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.